This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban released five British citizens after 6 months of captivity for activities that were against traditions and laws. The Taliban took control of Afghanistan in August after a deadly and disastrous exit by the United States. The 2020 Nobel Peace Prize auctioned off by Russian journalist Dmitry Muratov to raise money for Ukrainian children refugees sold Monday night for $103.5 million, breaking all records for a Nobel. Mr. Muratov said he had to do something after seeing what's happening in Ukraine. The fate of two U.S. military veterans captured in Ukraine is unknown after Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman said Moscow would not guarantee that they wouldn't face the death penalty. It depends on the investigation, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told NBC News. In response, President Biden said Americans should not be going to Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The January 6th committee has a new objector.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says he won't let Democrats use the January 6th attack at the Capitol as a distraction for what he called their failed agenda. Pence talked with a digital reporter from Fox News on the sidelines of a speech on economic policy at the University Club in Chicago. He said despite what the committee has presented, that his boss instituted a pressure campaign to get him to overturn the 2020 election results, the two parted very amicably on the last day of the Trump administration. Pence called January 6th a tragic day, adding he doesn't think the two will see eye to eye over his duties on that day. The former VP had to be ushered to safety as he was overseeing the certification of electoral college votes. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Some CBS television executives were arrested for illegally gaining access to Capitol Hill after hours through Democrat Representative Adam Schiff's office last week. The network, in a reply, said it was just a joke. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Colombian National Navy used a remotely operated vehicle to get closer and capture new videos and images of the San Jose Galleon, an 18th century ship that sank off of Colombia's northwest coast. It was sunk by the British in 1708. Its exact location is being kept secret by authorities because the 200-ton payload has been valued at $17 billion. As Americans watch in dismay the American dream getting pushed aside by the current administration, President Trump on Newsmax overnight says America has never been this low.
Inflation and the economy and everything. I mean, no matter what you look at, the Ukraine war would have never happened. The Russia going into Ukraine would have never, ever happened, Derek. I think you know that. And so many other things. It looks like China's starting up. The Iran deal now is would have been, we would have had a deal done within a week after the election, and now it's going to be, if there's a deal, which I doubt, it's going to be a horrible deal. They're on their way to being a nuclear power, which you cannot let happen. You cannot let that happen. So it's a very sad, it's a very sad time for our country. We're no longer respected as a country, and I don't think we've ever been this low.
The Nature Portfolio Journal is reporting new technology is allowing a single brain scan that can diagnose Alzheimer's disease quickly and accurately. The new approach requires just one MRI brain scan taken on a standard 1.5 Tesla machine, which is commonly found in most hospitals. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, good morning, America. How you doing? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Paul Manafort is going to be joining us here in a few moments, talking about his new book, Political Prisoner, Persecuted, Prosecuted, But Not Silenced. He's on the phone with us now. Paul, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Good talking to you.
Well, I think this is a great opportunity for you to square the record with the American people, and I've been looking forward to this, to hear it in your own words. I mean, the American people have been propagandized. We've been kept, like, as the old saying says, like mushrooms, kept in the dark and fed all kinds of manure when it has anything to do with Donald Trump. You're guilty of associating yourself with the 45th president, helping him get elected, and the full forces of the left, just as they did with Richard Nixon. We just had a conversation with Jeff Shepard, who was one of Nixon's attorneys, and he spelled out the conspiracy that was against Richard Nixon, and he says so much of what happened back in the 70s with Richard Nixon is a deja vu one more time with Donald Trump this time around. But I want you to tell the people your story that you're going to share with us about your book.
Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. Yeah, the book, it's got several, it's really chronicles, 2016 campaign and then the whole Russia hoax situation coming, going right up till today, really, and some of the concerns I have for, the U.S. because of some of the same patterns that I saw targeting me, being part of the Biden administration. And I get into what the special counsel was trying to do as far as I was concerned. Why they selected me. I mean, the case they brought against me were on issues that, frankly, had been dismissed by the government, U.S. government previously, but under Mueller and Andrew Weissman, they chose to resurrect and use the kind of pressure that only they can bring of turning people to give up what they wanted them to give up. And in my situation, they were focusing on Donald Trump, how to remove him from office. They thought I was a tool for that. They broke people who worked for me and got them to lie against me, thinking that that was going to be sufficient to put the pressure on me to then me give up Donald Trump. And I wouldn't do it. And in the book, I talk about those details in some specificity.
It's incredible, Paul Manafort, to think that our government could be so diabolical. But again, this has been the history of the left. They've done this time and time again. Every modern day Republican president has been impeached by Democrats. So no big surprise. But they really went after Donald Trump in the most radical and the most aggressive sort of ways. And so much, they were so desperate, Paul, that they like with others that they had got caught in the net associated with Donald Trump, they basically wanted you to lie, didn't they?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm a pretty experienced and seasoned person, and I thought I had seen most everything, having even lived through Watergate and what they did in Watergate days. But even I wasn't prepared for what I saw happening. Social media really allowed them to ramp it up to a whole new level because of the hatred that, and vitriol that they could just spew through Twitter and through anonymous sources when you weaponize the legal, the law enforcement system and the Department of Justice and our national intelligence all at once, which is what the Obama Biden administration did. It was like I was watching a movie, except I was the central character in a very surreal situation.
You didn't have a fair chance. I mean, all things considered, like you said, you had the power of the media against you. You had the judiciary. They judge shopped. They knew which judge to take this to. And here they are. I mean, at one point, I mean, you're put in solitary confinement. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, they were so anxious to break me. They, first of all, gave me a $10 million bond when they indicted me. Now, at that time, John Donne didn't have, you know, wasn't in that league.
Right.
None of the drug cartel leaders were in that league. But they threw a $10 million bond, but that wasn't enough. At the arraignment, they put a gag order on me so that I couldn't speak in the media. And as a result of that, you know, they would be leaking all these anonymous lies about me because Weissman understood something very clearly, that you could prosecute the case in the court of public opinion first, and therefore not allow a defendant to have any chance of freedom, especially when he's being tried in Washington, D.C., the home of the anti-Trump world. And so they threw the gag order me. They still couldn't break me. So then they threw me in solitary confinement for a year. And it was... thanks to my faith and my family and my belief that that in the end, the suffering had to have a purpose because, frankly, I knew Donald Trump wasn't guilty. I knew I wasn't guilty. And that's the journey that I talk about in the book.
Paul, most people do not understand what solitary confinement is about. We have January 6 political prisoners that are being kept in solitary confinement for over a year. I got to tell you honestly and vulnerably, I suffer from claustrophobia. Solitary confinement could be mind-breaking and destructive for somebody like me. And when I heard that they were putting you in solitary confinement, it shook the very core of who I am because of what I understood solitary confinement to be. Explain to our audience what happens when you're put into solitary confinement.
Yeah, well, first of all, Bill, let me say, I have claustrophobia, too, or at least I did.
God.
I learned to overcome it in solitary confinement. I wasn't expecting to go to jail. I mean, they threw me in jail directly from a court hearing on a bogus obstruction of justice charge once they realized that I was going to be able to make my bail, the $10 million bail. Once they ran out of their abilities to stop me from doing that, which took several months, they then did this bogus charge and threw me directly from the court right into solitary, which, frankly, I wasn't prepared for. And
what a shock. What a shock that must have been, Paul. I mean, to go from that kind of transition, I mean, there wasn't something gently that occurred. It dramatically occurred to your life.
Yeah, and again, I talk about that in detail in the book as well. So then I show up and they put me in. I was in two different prisons in solitary. The first one was in place out in the northern neck of Virginia, which was about 4 hours away from my lawyers, and they did that so that I couldn't deal with my lawyers preparing for my case. And it wasn't bad enough to put me in solitary. They wanted me still a distance away. And the room was basically an 8x10 room, concrete walls, no windows. There was a little hole in the door that they would slip the meals through but then close the latch so that there was no light. And no clock, of course. And so the only way I could tell time was by when the hourly checks of the guards would open the latch to look in the room to make sure that I wasn't endangering myself, which I never was risked to doing. You need to have a program. I mean, I decided that sitting in that room that first couple of days, that I needed to understand how to deal with this, because there was nothing that I was prepared for in my life. And
exactly.
You know, I reached into myself, I reached into my faith, and I built a schedule, and I lived by that schedule, and through the grace of God and the power of prayer. I mean, you know, you hear the cliches about, I've been praying for you, the power of prayer is powerful. Well, it really is, and I felt it. I mean,
without a doubt. I'll tell you, Paul, we've got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up from there when we get back. We've got more from Paul Manafort, his book, Political Prisoner, right here. Stay right where you are.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Stand my ground, and I want.
know, standing your ground, we're reminded that when you are a man of faith, you've got solid ground in which to stand on. And as Paul Manafort has been relating his story, this is what got him through, you know, the shocking experience of, first of all, you know, as a dutiful citizen, you want to serve the country. And you find someone that you can get behind and you say, this is a revolutionary figure who is needed for this time and space in the name of Donald Trump. And I understand that some people, you know, didn't want to believe that. And I got to tell you, Paul, when I first heard about Donald Trump and I saw pictures, I began to see pictures of people surrounding him and praying for him. I talked to people that were in his inner circle. And I said, is this for real? I need to know, as a man of faith myself, that this is for real, that I can trust Donald Trump. And unequivocally, each person said he is legitimate. He is for real. And of course, then, as he continued to generate momentum and interest, and his message was carrying the day with, you know, half of the money that Hillary Clinton was spending. You know, and for me, with my marketing background in that, I've always learned early on from my great mentors that in the absence of money, the message rules. And he who doesn't have the message must have lots of money. And Donald Trump, during that campaign of 2016, 2015, had the message that connected with the American people. And for you, you were guilty in believing that Donald Trump, against all odds, all the media, everybody just laughed. They thought it was an absolute joke that Donald Trump would be a serious contender for president of the United States, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. And part of the book, I talk about the campaign in 2015 and 16 and my role in it and some of the things that I learned along the way. But in 2015, when he first announced, I'd known Trump for 20 years. In fact, he was part of one of our original clients in the firm Black Manafort Stone that I had in the 1980s under Ronald Reagan's term. And when he announced, my cousins, who are blue collar working class family of private business in Connecticut, I started getting phone calls from them. They've never been involved politically, and they wanted to know about Donald Trump. And they were all engaged from the very beginning by his message. And that made me realize that Trump, you know, I've known Trump in all the iterations of his 25 years that I'd known him. But this was a new one. And my partner at the time, Roger Stone, in the 1980s and 90s, always believed that Trump had the ability to be a very credible messenger and candidate for president. And when in 2015, when he announced, and my cousins started to respond the way they did, I started making some phone calls around, and I realized the message that attracted me was attracting millions of people in the country. And I believed from the very beginning that unless the system could derail him, that he would win the election. And of course, I got involved in the campaign because the system tried to derail him and use the rules against him. And even though he was winning the primaries, denying him the delegates. And I talk about all that in the book.
And this is some of the things, you know, so important in your book that you document, Paul, that people have forgotten or that was underreported, because we know, you know, MRC clearly reported and accounted for all the reporting that was done on Donald Trump, 95% at least, if not more than that. But we can round the number and just keep it safe and give them the benefit of the doubt. But 95% of that which was reported on Donald Trump was negative. How do you do that?
The way he was able to overcome that was because he was speaking directly to the American people and using the tools of social media against social media. I sort of laugh when I tell the story, but I mean, Trump was a one-man band as far as politics. He was the candidate. He was the communications director. He was the strategist. He was the pollster. He was the speechwriter. I mean, he had all of these skills. I mean, that usually you have a whole team of people involved in a campaign to conduct, and he got it. And his point was very simple: the American people are tired of being misled by Washington politicians. And he ran against the establishment. He called it the swamp, but it was the establishment, and it was including Republicans. He ran against Democrats and Republicans, claiming that they forgot why they were sent to Washington and that he would not forget. And that was a message that the American people were ready for, especially after after the Obama years, where they were sold so many lies. And he used the social media, and it was just super. I mean, in the book I talk about, he's the only candidate I've ever seen take on the Pope and win. and he did when the Pope went, got into politics and criticized him on his border position, and he was gentle about it, but he pushed back, and he won that argument. I mean, because his message was what was carrying, and unlike what the media was trying to say of his personality.
Paul, a lot of people have heard over and over again from the mainstream media that Donald Trump lies. But what we see, and people that have supported Donald Trump over the years, has witnessed the truth. Not a saint, not anybody that's perfect. Nobody's perfect here. But when it came to policy, when it came to public policy and the interests of the American people, Donald Trump clearly led the charge, and this is why he could stand against the Pope and other forces. Now, based on what you knew, you know, from the inside and your political background and everything, do you think Donald Trump maybe underestimated the depth of the deep state?
Well, yeah, we all underestimated the depth of it because no one could believe that our constitutional rights would be stampeded the way the Obama administration and then the left did. Stampeded them. I mean, to make impeachment just a tool of everyday politics at Capitol Hill, you know, no one ever expected the situation to get to that degree. But because the media was so involved and engaged on the side of the left, they were able to do that. And so, you know, you can't expect that kind of thing. But in the end of the day, what Donald Trump believed, and I still believe, and he does too, is that by communicating, the American people will get it. And you see that today. The American people, I mean, Donald Trump is accused of lying when he said, if you elect Biden, $2 gas is going to look like a good deal. Well, today it's $5 in climbing and $7 in California.
Exactly.
He was called a liar. He was called a liar when he said that. But the message was one of truth. And today the American people see that. And so it proves the predicate. And that's what the American people see, is that he doesn't lie when he's talking about the consequence of programming and the left's goal of using to trying to do everything they can to curb our rights for their power needs.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the latest big lie has to do with the 2020 election and Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 mules, even though Bill Barr may have poo-pooed it. I think that Bill Barr really suffered some credibility in his response to that. He didn't offer any kind of intelligent response. It was more of a beltway bureaucratic response than it would, or should have come from an attorney general, a legal official who to write off what happened in the 2020 elections so casually, I think is not fair to the American people. It doesn't serve his position and his experience well, in my humble opinion.
Well, I mean, I just find it ironic, and I refuse to give them standing to make the arguments on January 6th. Those people who for 4 years refused to accept the results of the 2016 election, and tried to bring down a president based on what they knew was a lie. And now here they are talking about the threat of democracy of January 6th, to use impeachment as a tool the way they did against Trump. I mean, it's total hypocrisy, and only because the left is on board with the media are they able to perpetrate the lie. But guess what? The American people are too smart for it. They get it.
They're figuring it out, that's for sure. Paul Manafort has been with us. His book, Political Prisoner, will be available. It's available now for pre-order. It comes out on August the 16th, and we look forward to having him back. Paul, thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. appreciate
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban released five British citizens after 6 months of captivity for activities that were against traditions and laws. The Taliban took control of Afghanistan in August after a deadly and disastrous exit by the United States. The 2020 Nobel Peace Prize auctioned off by Russian journalist Dmitry Muratov to raise money for Ukrainian children refugees sold Monday night for $103.5 million, breaking all records for a Nobel. Mr. Muratov said he had to do something after seeing what's happening in Ukraine. The fate of two U.S. military veterans captured in Ukraine is unknown after Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman said Moscow would not guarantee that they wouldn't face the death penalty. It depends on the investigation, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told NBC News. In response, President Biden said Americans should not be going to Ukraine. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, these days, emergencies are all around us. I mean, the signs are there. And sadly, it seems like, they're just coming at an increasing number. And so just about anyone watching the news understands why being prepared for an emergency or disaster is more important than ever before. Now, here with some innovative ideas to keep you safe and ready, because he does have eyes. He's been seeing and watching this, and so he's sounding the alarm for us. Skip Bedell is back with us. Skip was the host of the Spike TV show, Catch a Contractor. He's been a regular contributor on Fox and Friends for the last 7 years. Hey, Skip, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
All kinds of danger out there these days, right?
Man, it is crazy, right? Like the stuff we watch in the news, it almost feels like this dark cloud looming over us. So, you know, people have called me a prepper over the years, and I think that, like, a lot of people are now starting to become, quote-unquote, preppers. Just because it's really important to be prepared, even if it's not for the zombie apocalypse, Bill, you got to be prepared for things like weather events and, you know, natural disasters and hurricanes. And, you know, we see all kinds of things in the news. So it's just so good to be prepared for those situations. And I got a lot of great stuff here that I use in my kit at home, and I want to share that with the folks today.
Excellent. Skip, a lot of the people that made fun of us about being preppers are going back and listening to the old archives of our shows and saying, get the notepad out and remember and, review all this stuff and make it part of our life, right?
That's right. You know, my friends who, like, a couple of years ago, they were like, man, you're crazy. What do you got all this stuff in your basement for? And I said, dude, one day you're gonna be calling me up. So they're all calling me now. Hey, what was that right. food bucket you got that had, like, what is it, 25-year shelf life food? And That's what we're talking about today, Bill.
Yeah, I know we laugh about it, Skip, but, it isn't serious until it's serious, isn't it?
Well, here's the thing, I believe that you cannot be too prepared for a bad situation, right? Better that you have the things that you need, your family's going to be able to survive, and you never use it. Hopefully those things never see the light of day. But man, if you need them, these are the things that are going to make the difference between life and death. So,
okay, where's a good place to start, Skip?
Yeah, so, the first 72 hours, Bill, they say is the most critical time after, like, a natural disaster event, earthquake, tornado, hurricane, things like that. That's usually that period of time is when you have no power, maybe no clean water, food source, shelter, things like that. So I'm looking at a backpack right now. It's by the Uncharted Supply Company. And these are the experts, man. They make these bug-out bags. They're backpacks, waterproof. They make them for special forces around the world. They put the things in there that you need to survive, all the essential items. So you got everything from food, water filtration, water supply, shelter, like a tent is inside this, emergency blankets, things to keep you warm, like wool gloves and hats, goggles, really high quality, like straight up, like, ski goggles. So you have everything you need for two people to survive, even tools like a shovel, hunting knife, waterproof matches. So you could take this bag, and here's the thing, when you are in an emergency situation, if you get that dreaded alert on the radio where that tone comes and it's an emergency broadcast and it's not a test, this is not a test, it's time to get out of Dodge, that's when you go into panic mode. So everyone, in that moment, you don't really know what to take, you panic. So everything, if you take nothing but this one backpack, Bill, you have everything for two people to survive. So if you have a family of four, you're going to get two of these, and you can be on the road anywhere, and you're good for 72 hours. So
that's excellent.
That is the Uncharted 72 Pro. It's just an amazing product.
That's awesome. What is the code number again?
So it's Uncharted. It's called the 72 Pro. It's a 72-hour. The Pro model comes set up for two people. The first model that they made was a 72. It's for one person. Now they kind of went back to the drawing board. They upgraded it for two. So everything that two people need to survive is in this backpack. It is the ultimate bug-out bag.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's waterproof. Yeah. It's just great.
Well, Skip, being a Marine, I would also suggest that people, not just get the bag and leave it there in the closet, and then there they go. They're in that 72-hour period, and they're panicking and fumbling and figuring out, what's in the bag, how to make it work. I'm sure you would suggest that, hey, look, it, open it up, get familiar with it, and understand what you've got available for you, because, like you said, in those first 72 hours, there's a lot of panic going on, and you might oversee, you might just not be able to effectively use this bag in the manner to which it's been designed, right?
That's right, yeah. So you want to get familiar with everything that's inside that, but they really thought of everything. They really did their homework. It's got food rations. It's got water filtration and water. It's got a stainless steel water container that you can use to boil water. They've really just thought of everything. I'm looking at a bundle of parachute cord, a hunting knife, a shovel. So moving on from that, we have also the survival food, which is really important. So you want to make sure that you have food for your family. And now that we're seeing like these food shortages and all this crisis going on, I'm looking at the ReadyWise bucket. So ReadyWise is the ultimate in emergency food supply. They come in a stackable bucket. It is 25-year shelf life. Everything from a 72-hour kit all the way up to a one-year supply for your family. And the food is actually delicious. My wife and I camp a lot, and we take these sometimes and just take them on the camping trip just to see how good they taste. And they are really very delicious food and very nutritious. So all you need to do is add water. They have great options like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They have meat buckets, fruit, vegetables, non-GMO, organic. It's not just like, you know, your typical survival food ration, like a little bar. This actually is, it's a bucket that comes with many days worth of food for the family, all the meals that are necessary. All you got to do is add water, and the food is absolutely delicious. So I would highly recommend the ReadyWise. There's a lot of companies out there that make those survival food buckets. This by far is the best. I have done lots of research, Bill, and I can tell you, my basement is filled with a year's worth of supply of ReadyWise buckets.
Wow, that's good to know. Well, what about suggestions for safety equipment? What kind of safety equipment do we need?
Yeah, so one of the things people probably overlook, you know, when there's safety equipment, they think of a lot of things, but, you know, you probably wouldn't think of like a full-face respirator. And I'm talking about like the type that like firefighters wear. Full-on, full-face, covers your entire face with a rubber seal, has a multi-point strap that goes around your head, and it seals out everything. Good for any type of chemical, biological, organic agents. If you're in a situation to where you have pepper spray, tear gas, any sort of biological agents, even smoke. So in the case of a fire, you go into, a forest fire, or you got to get out of town for a fire, you're going to keep this in your car. It's going to make the difference of your family getting through that traffic jam trying to get out of the fire. It's going to filter out all those contaminants. So it's a really great thing to keep in your kit. This is by Parcel. Parcel Safety makes the best rate, and they're really affordable. So that's the thing. A lot of these are really professional respirators. They're very expensive. So these are an affordable option. You can keep one for every member of your family.
Skip, about a minute left here. What should a person do to prepare for medical emergencies?
Yes, you got to have a full-on medical packet. I'm not talking about a first aid kit with Band-Aids in it, Bill. I'm talking about My Medic. So My Medic makes the best professional grade medical kits. These are like what the paramedics carry. They have tourniquets, chest seals, professional medical shears, all the things you need to treat everything from a burn all the way on up to a bullet wound. This is a trauma pack. So if there's not medical assistance anywhere in range, this is life or death stuff. So everything that you need is inside the My Medic pack. They come in a full on backpack, a waterproof hard kit for boaters, motorcycle kit, auto kit for your car, hiking kit. They have a lot of different options. You want to check out their website. My Medic is the absolute number one choice for medical kits.
Okay, so where do we go for more information, Skip?
Absolutely. Check out SkipBedell.com. My website's got links to all these great products.
Well, I'll tell you, I got to get my hands on these products, Skip. You're exactly right. This is going to save us a lot of time and a lot of grief and, help us when it comes time in an emergency, you know, especially as dads. I mean, that's probably the best Father's Day gift we can give to ourselves, right?
It's
something that's
going to
protect our families.
Coming up, so what dad wouldn't want to have all this stuff, right?
Exactly. He's the do-it-yourself star, TV personality, and licensed contractor, the one and only Skip Bedell has been with us. Thank you, Skip. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's right there. Rachel Alexander will be joining us in just a few moments as we talk about the West should not bend on Russian sanctions. We should follow Ukraine's example of courage and fortitude, she says. The attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, The Christian Post, Newsmax, and a reporter at Arizona Sun-Times and the Star News Network will be with us in just a moment to discuss. Also, time allowing, we will address news out of the Supreme Court as we still continue to wait on the decision of Roe v. Wade. That has been delayed, but also there's news coming out of the court right now regarding having money that has been set aside for education before being stated that it could not be used for schools that had any kind of religious implication or be involved in any kind of religious practice, and the Supreme Court turned that down and said that in fact the money will be able to go with the child there in it's in the Northeast where this decision came down, and this could possibly open the door. Rachel Alexander is with us right now. Rachel, I don't know if you saw this or not, and I'm still getting a vague report on it regarding this latest Supreme Court announcement that came down regarding this profile case, for school choice and parents being able to get the in the state there, I believe it's in Massachusetts, that they were given money, voucher money, you know, to if a public school wasn't available to children in some of these remote areas, then they had the option to you know, pay for education with these vouchers. And the state arbitrarily said, well, that's fine, except if it happens to go to a religious school. And the Supreme Court said, no, that's not the way it works, is that the money should follow the child. And, of course, this is an increasing argument that's happening across the country that goes along with that, that says, look, this is about education, and the money, the taxpayer money, should be allocated and go with the child regardless of what school that they attend. So this could open up a new opportunity for education, especially in light of all the public school exodus that's taking place right now. I think in the last 6 months or so, you've got over 1 million kids. I think it's 1.6 million kids that have left public school system for obvious reasons. What do you say?
Well, I've noticed there has been a shift in the last couple of years towards saying that, you know, sending these school vouchers after kids when they choose to go to religious schools, if you don't allow it, you are discriminating against them on the basis of religion. And we didn't have that, you know, a viewpoint before. In the past, mm-hmm. Everybody was so worried that, you know, you were going to be illegally funding religious schools if you did this. But there's been a conscious shift, and obviously with the court now becoming a little more conservative, you know, it makes sense that the court was finally going to start looking at it that way instead of funding the religious accusation.
Is this a reaction in part to what's happened with public schools, that in a sense the public schools have become indoctrination centers? So it's like you're kind of in a sense indoctrinating them, maybe in a modern religion, not in a traditional religion that you and I would think of.
Yeah, people are tired of the failing schools, and I think especially. Since you've now got a lot of minorities who are speaking out, who weren't speaking out as much before, you know, mm-hmm. They're the ones who get stuck with these failing schools, and all these, you know, successful examples of school choice are happening in minority areas. So I do think there's been a shift away from thinking that, you know, public schools are just the most revered, wonderful institutions. People are finally waking up to their flaws and walking with their money.
Well, when you think already, the education system, here we are, what do we rank, 27th? I mean, we're barely in the top 30 of nations across the country, and considering all the money we're spending, and now since this era of COVID has pulled back the shroud of what our kids are being taught, it's not about reading, writing, and arithmetic and those things that are going to secure their future. It's about, a political agenda that is questionable of whether or not it will serve them or the people. And keep in mind that this same political agenda, when it was put out by the left, for the left, in a left environment, and that's the Democrats, they could only garner about, and you'd have to round up to give them the benefit of the doubt and say they could only garner about 33% interest, even of like-minded people. So it's really amazing that they're able to, control things, control money, and really do some damage here. And I think it's going to take us a while to overcome, you know, the psychological damage and momentum that they've put into play here.
It's bad, and they brainwash people for years. But I will tell you this, you know, I write for the Arizona Sun-Times, so I've kind of become kind of an expert on politics there. And the one thing that is shocking to me that nobody will talk about or get out there is the fact that they complain about how Arizona is 49th in the country for spending on public education. And they just throw that statistic out every year and go on and on and on about it. But they never tell you that Stanford did a study of schools, and they found that Arizona is number one in the country for academic growth. Mm-hmm. And we are also, this just came out this year, we are number one in the country for charter schools. So this whole, you know, thing, if you don't spend a lot of money on public schools, you're just going to have the worst schools. We actually have the best schools, and it's not the amount of money you throw at public schools that makes the difference.
Exactly. So, you know, how are they able to get away with this big lie? I mean, there's no apology after putting that out there, right?
No, and they still don't get the truth out. Mm-hmm. When I've done research since then, you know, on this type of information, I find my article, but I don't find hardly any other articles out there because they have been so ignored. It's bizarre how they get away with it. But as Matthew Ladner, you might have had him on before, he's an awesome expert. Yeah, expert on school choice. He puts it this way. He said, would you rather have your kid going to the number one school for, you know, school academic growth? Or would you rather have your kid going to the school that's number one for the most school funding?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. I stand corrected, by the way. It wasn't Massachusetts. It was actually Maine. This was the latest release, an opinion in the case of Carson versus Macon, a ruling against a Maine program that provides tuition for private schools but excludes religious schools. The program provides tuition assistance for students without local public school to attend private institutions as long as the funding is not used for religious or sectarian teaching. The 6-3 decision was authored by Chief Justice Roberts. That's interesting. So that he was on the majority side and authored, you know, the decision here. So, you know, I think that's great news, and it's going to open the door, I believe, across the country for more discussion about, you know, about our educational dollars going with the children, because in a free market, you know, understanding that we have and a practice that we hold to, when the free markets work, I mean, when they're allowed to run, they do so very effectively. And the school system that we have right now has really squashed and, you know, I believe done a lot of damage in the development of the educational system. I believe even the educational system today, even with the unions and everything else, would be so much better off had they been operating within the rules of free market. That's just my humble opinion. I want to address a piece that you wrote about, Rachel, and that is the West should not bend to Russian sanctions. Explain what you have in mind here. We got 2 minutes left.
That one I was kind of addressed at Airbus because I think it's appalling how you have some of these huge corporations that they know we're trying to put sanctions on Russia. Everybody's pretty much in agreement with that in the West. You know, we don't want to necessarily give military aid yet, other than maybe some military weapons, but we don't want to send troops over there. So I thought that everybody was on the same page when it came to economic sanctions. But, you know, Europe is just constantly talking tough, and they are, you know, right there supporting Ukraine. But this huge European country, Airbus, is just brazenly still buying and selling with Russia. You know, titanium is one of the main ingredients they use to build their planes, and they are still buying just as much titanium from Russia. And then the U.S. government is just going along with it. You know,
exactly.
we have a perfectly good company here, Boeing, who we can you know, make contracts with. Why are we still going ahead with contracts with Airbus when they're violating these sanctions?
Well, and that's the problem from day one, is that, you know, the Europeans, they're, you know, and this is unfortunate because this really demonstrates a lack of leadership. And I know everything is being put at Biden's doorstep, but I don't know how to avoid this one. Do you?
You can try to get the Europeans to, like, you know, stick to their what they said they're going to do. That's a lot trickier than trying to get, like, our own American companies to, you know, be held accountable.
Exactly.
And nobody's hardly writing about it. You know, maybe some exposure would help. I'm one of the few people who's calling out Airbus.
Well, thank you for doing that, Rachel Alexander.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.